It's 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia. I am Sarah, and today I have the distinct honor and pleasure of speaking with the metal god himself, Rob Halford of Judas Priest.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome back to MMR, Rob.
How are you, WMMR? We love you guys. What's going on?
Oh, we love you right back. And Pierre Robert says hello. He's on vacation right now, so you get me.
Send him my love and metal fans.
Absolutely. All right, so we've got a lot to cover. I'm going to start with the latest single, No Surrender. It's off the album Firepower. And just like with Lightning Strike, the second that we heard No Surrender in our music meeting, we had to get it on the air immediately, which is really neat because sometimes you got to sit with a song for a while, make sure it's right for your station. But with both of these new Priest songs, it was like, bam, got to add it. So there's been a lot of Priest on our airwaves in 2018.
Thank you so much. We love it. You know, wow, where do we begin with MMR? We've been with you guys forever, it seems, and we thank you so much for looking after Priest and everybody else.
Absolutely. I think what people like about this new album is that it harkens back to classic Priest, but it still sounds fresh. So what do you think it is about the Priest sound that makes it so timeless?
Well, we've got to give a tip of the hat to the great production team of Andy Snape and Tom Allen and Mark Exeter. You know, these guys were just... they fine-tuned it. They got it shiny and sparkly and, you know, hot as metal can be. All of these different elements are so important in production. You can never underestimate the value of a great production on a musical piece. But, you know, equally, having said that, they can't get to work until you provide them with some good songs. And Glenn and Richie and myself, we had a blast writing all of the material for Firepower. The only template, if you want to call it that we gave ourselves was to try and really stay focused on what you just mentioned, Sarah, like the classic elements of Priest, whatever that might be. And that proved to be a good focus.
So you're about to embark on a tour with Deep Purple. It's coming to our area September 9th in Camden. Now, back in 1977, Judas Priest recorded Sin After Sin, which, for those who don't know, was your major label debut. And you recorded it with Roger Glover of Deep Purple as the producer. So there's some history there, and it must be really cool to all these years later be touring with those guys.
It'll be great being with Purple. You know, I've been trying to rattle through my old metal memory, and we've done some shows with Purple in the past, but whatever. This is going to be an event.
Yes.
Priest and Purple together on the same stage in Camden. What can you say about both bands? I mean, I've been a Purple fan since day one, so I'll be a kid on the side of the stage banging my head when I break into all those amazing Purple tracks that we all love so much. It's going to be thrrilling, Sarah. I hope you can make it. I've got everybody from MMR can swing by and check out this very special night.
Oh, I will absolutely be there. I was doing backflips when it was first announced, so we're very much looking forward to it. With 18 albums under your belt, with Firepower being the latest one, how do you decide what goes into the set list with all of that material to choose from?
Well, we all put a pair of boxing gloves on. It's crazy. Hey, listen, if we didn't do Breaking the Law at Camden,
right,
or Living After Midnight, or The Painkiller, you know, there are certain songs that are vital to any band that's had longevity. Those are your real kind of... how can you say, these songs are so important to your life and to your metal fans' lives. You know, a big shout out to all of our fans through Philly and elsewhere, looking after Priest for so long. So it's a little bit of everything. Obviously, there's some Firepower music. But we'll take you all the way back, possibly to Five Rings of Destiny. We're going to mix the set up, you know. We've been talking throughout the European shows recently. At the moment, we're on a little bit of a break before we start with Priest Purple. But we've been talking about the set. Maybe we can pull out another couple of songs. We've got a track from Stan Class in the set list called Saints in Hell, which proved to be a really, really popular move, you know. So it'll be great. Whatever we do, we're going to do our best to give you a night to remember.
I love it. And I love the new album, Firepower, so I'm looking forward to hearing some of those songs live. But it's good to know that we're going to hear the hits, too. We're speaking with Rob Halford of Judas Priest on 93.3 WMMR. Your band is known for having a certain aesthetic, right? The leather, the studs, the carrying of the whip. And long story short, we won't delve into it too much, but that's basically a look that you created. And it's so interesting to look back now and see just how widely you influenced heavy metal culture overall just by your look alone. Was there a moment where you became aware that you had defined this heavy metal style and that everyone was adopting this look?
Never. No, never. This all harkens back to this great song that Glenn wrote called Hell Bent for Leather. And we wanted this kind of image to really be strong and powerful. And at the time, you know, that was a look that I was kind of developing. But we really got into that totally at around that time. And it proved to be a bit of a touchstone for the look of metal, you know. Because here we are, not only Priest, but, you know, a lot of metal bands that were starting out. We had this really strong, powerful, aggressive music, but we just didn't quite have the look that kind of married it, so to speak. And that's how it went, you know. And as soon as, you know me, Sarah, once I... whenever I go for anything, stand back, because I just devour the opportunity, the idea.
Right.
And it's been a blast over the decades. Again, just having fun with our great guy Ray Brown from Ray Brown Fashion in London. We work side by side in making all these amazing outfits, which you'll see on this current Firepower tour. It's a lot of fun, you know. With Priest, we want to give you a great night out to remember from the songs, but we also want it for your next day to be at work or whatever. But, oh, when Rob brought the bike out, or when, you know, Richie did this or Scott did that with the drums. It's all about a memory more than anything else. So that's what we'll be delivering in Philly on the night.
Oh, yeah, totally. And the aesthetic is such a huge part of it. In fact, I think it's still going to be too warm to wear my leather jacket, so I got to figure out an outfit before then. But, Rob, I got to say that as someone who is not your quote-unquote average metal fan, because I'm a lady, I don't know, I love thinking about all of the, like, aggro meatheads back in the 70s and into the 80s that were adopting this tough guy leather look and not knowing that it was sort of jump-started by someone from the gay community. So, I don't know, I think that's really cool that you were kind of trolling everybody for decades, whether you meant to or not. Knowing that makes metal feel more inclusive, so I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, Sarah, that's beautiful. I really appreciate that. You know, it was never in my mind when I thought about that side of who I am or what I represent.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly works, and you've used a great word there, inclusivity. God knows we need more inclusivity now in this world than any time before. And I'm not, you know, picking on America. I'm talking about my home country and a lot of other places. I see it when we travel.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on, and we've got to try and avoid the temptation of getting too involved in that divisiveness. So inclusivity, acceptance, loving one another, having a great time, these are all strong markers for Judas Priest and heavy metal.
Absolutely, I love it. So next year, 2019, marks 50 years for Judas Priest. Do you have any plans to celebrate?
We are, yes. Yes, we were already having these discussions every now and again in the band and with our label and with our promoters, management. We have some ideas, and when we get close to solidifying something, we'll let you guys know. We'll get on the phone with NMR and fill you in. But it's going to be a great year. What a celebration. Even just to start the year and play whatever shows we play. Another incredible milestone for Judas Priest that we're looking forward to sharing with everybody.
Absolutely. And WMMR turned 50 years old just this past April, and we've been celebrating that milestone all year long. So we would love to party with Priest. I call for a joint birthday party. Let's do it.
100 years together, definitely. Yeah. I can't make a cake big enough for us both.
Awesome. Well, we will see you on September 9th in Camden. Rob Halford of Judas Priest, the Metal God. Thank you so much for speaking with us on 93.3 WMMR.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, MMR. The Priest is back. See you soon. Bye-bye now.